There are certain ways that you can tell when it's summer. The weather gets warmer, you see your kids more often because they're out of school, the smell of barbecue becomes more frequent, and the need for outdoor activity, that increases as well. And all those ideas, and a lot more, by the way, are all associated with the annual event that my first guest this week is here to preview. That's right, it's time for the 2014 New Jersey State Fair, Sussex County Farm and Horse Show. And here to talk about the 2014 edition is Kathy Cafasso. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Chris.
NJStateFair.org is the website that you'll need to go. And there's other electronic ways to keep tabs on the fair this year, which we'll get into as we go along with Kathy here. But give us the most important information. When is the fair going to be this year?
Well, we start on August 1st and we run through August 10th.
And just by saying the title of the fair, New Jersey State Fair, Sussex County Farm and Horse Show, I think that demonstrates what I at least assume to be an underlying theme, where you always work to hold on to tradition, but you always like to add and bring new elements into the yearly event, and that's certainly true for this year as well.
It is. It is. And then it also shows this is our 74th year, so it kind of shows where we came from and where we're going. We're the largest agricultural fair in the state. We've worked very hard, especially this year, to add some things that are going to be educational in our ag area. But, yeah, we've got some new things to offer because also agriculture is changing. You know, there aren't as many dairy farms in Sussex County, so you're seeing alpacas. So that's, again, just part of the organic change that the agriculture goes through from decade to decade. So we try to keep up with that in order to educate the public on how agriculture is changing here as well.
And, of course, as far as the fair is concerned, there's always the entertainment and the food. We'll get to the entertainment first and the food in a bit. But you have, of course, the traditional performers, and the work is always going year-round as far as the talent roster that's there every day under the performing arts tent. You have, of course, Sussex County's Got Talent, and something new this year, Circus Hollywood.
Yeah, the Circus Hollywood is actually going to be in the family entertainment area. It is a free big top circus. There's going to be two performances during the week and three on the weekends. They have a petting zoo with a giraffe. They have racing pigs that are having shows daily. They have pony rides that go on. So that's going to take up pretty much that entire family entertainment area opposite the performing arts tent. So between the performing arts tent and Circus Hollywood, there's a lot of things going on right next door to my office.
So I guess the rehearsals can get a little loud sometimes, but other than that...
Well, you know, we it's good to hear music when the doors open and close, and it's great to see, you know, families moving from other parts of the fairground over here to come and see the different kinds of entertainment that we have offered here.
And also, too, I think for the person listening right now, when they think of the, you know, we're a budget-conscious society, like it or not, that's just the economic realities that we're all facing to varying degrees. So when you look at the ticket prices, which I know your organization always tries to keep as low as is possible, and a lot of people also have to appreciate, too, that the fair is technically still a business. It's not a charity, so there is the need to make it a balanced ledger sheet so the fair can continue to the quality that it's at. But when you look at the ticket price for all that the fairgrounds contain, and the fact that in the majority of the cases, everything is, you know, with the rare exception, most of what is taking place is part of the ticket price. It is a great value.
Yes, I can get into the movies as a senior for a dollar more than I would pay going to the fair as a Sussex County resident. So, and we have different options. We have an early bird special if you're coming before noontime. We have a special price in the evening if you're coming, say, after 8:30 just to do the rides. We have the Sussex County resident. We have advanced sale tickets. We have the Mega Pass if you want to make your own pay-one-price day for the carnival and come. We have, you know, group sales for camps and things that come, and we have, you know, a special group for senior rates for outside the county. Veterans and active military are free any day that they come. The last Sunday, kids are free. So if you go to our website and look at our ticket prices, we do have a variety. Some of it, if you want a really good savings, requires you to do some planning ahead of time. But those advanced sale tickets are good any day. So if you're planning on coming the first weekend and it rains, you have, you know, lots of days left that you could use them.
Don't say that R word.
I know. I'm not too concerned about the downpours we've had lately, because perhaps that will exhaust the water table.
Exactly. And considering the fact that you guys got through last year, anything compared to last year will be a dream come true.
Yes, yes. Well, in my 30-some years of working in and around the fair, we've had 1 year where it didn't rain all week. So I would love another week like that, but I also know with our ties to agriculture, that's not really great for the farmers
yes,
either.
That's true.
So I'm kind of torn there. It can rain at night.
There you go. We're talking with Kathy Carfasso from the New Jersey State Fair 2014 edition, August 1st through the 10th. You can learn more about the schedule, tickets, advanced ticket sales, events, vendors, the whole everything. If you're a fair veteran, you'll get a heads up about the new stuff. If you're a novice, you'll get the great introduction to everything that will be in front of you and there for your enjoyment, August 1st through the 10th at njstatefair.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. When I think of the fair, I always think of, well, there's two things. First, it's always an adventure to see just how many possible foods one can fry, like these vendors do. I mean, I thought the pinnacle was the fried Oreo, but every year we wind up getting surprised with what some of these people wind up frying and making available, and it's always a food that you'll never, ever eat the rest of the year. So this is your one chance to really splurge on yourself. And I always encourage people to check out the 4-H exhibits, because that's a bunch of kids that do a lot of work all year round. This is their time to shine.
It really is. We have 4-H clubs. Especially in Sussex County, you tend to think they're animals, and there certainly are a lot of animal clubs, but we have robotics clubs for 4-H. If you go into the 4-H building, they have booths for every club has to do, and you get to see the kind of variety that goes on. They also do things in their clubs that have to do with photographs and growing things, and of course there's the cooking and sewing clubs that were traditional when I was in 4-H as a child. So there's a lot of things that are there. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And then, of course, along with the food theme, if you're looking for something for your sweet tooth, the Teen Council runs the Dairy Barn, and they have great ice cream at reasonable prices. And it's a well-kept secret that the money that Teen Council raises, they give to charities and to other organizations. So here's a bunch of teenagers that meet all year, raise money, and then give them away to worthy causes.
Mention, of course, the website, njstatefair.org, where you can get a clue in on everything each and every day that's happening at the fair. And I like the revamping that you guys did, too, with the website, too. Unlike in the past where you had just rows and rows and lines of text, if you go to the website now and go into the events section, you'll see little balloons, text balloons that you can click on, for example, the horse show, and you'll get the events happening at the horse show area that specific day. You just can scroll down and click on what interests you or what you want to explore, from the greenhouse, the Renecco Supermarket Farm Fun Building Conservatory, the outdoor entertainment area, and it just goes on from there. It's really a more visual friendly, and that sort of ties in too with the high tech and the revamping. This year you're going to have a fair app for the smartphones.
We are having a fair app, yes, and that will be a miniature of our fair, of our website. It'll be usable not only for the fair, but if you're here for other events, because it has a map of the fairgrounds. It has sections about the conservatory and our agriculture section and our horse show. So it has directions and things. So if you were coming for, say, the Peters Valley Craft Fair, it will be very helpful as well. It is the 21st century. More and more people have phones. So if you're used to seeing our little red rooster, that's going to be the icon for our app. So you can come to the gate. It's free. You can download it and just walk in and find your way around.
And no more carrying paper schedules.
Exactly. We do have some paper schedules, and they also have a revamp this year. They're going to be folded small enough that you can tuck them in your shirt pocket. But again, if you're not carrying around another piece of paper, we're looking to not only on our Green Day, which is Monday, to reduce and recycle, but we're going much more online and into social media and things to cut down on the amount of paper that we send out there.
And this way you can save the space in your pockets for all the napkins you'll need after all the food you inhale.
Exactly, all the quarters.
And so to learn more about everything at the 2014 New Jersey State Fair, Sussex County Farm and Horse Show, It's on the web, njstatefair.org, the app to come just before fair time as well. Learn what's new, learn all the traditional that's back, and just plot and plan where you're going to go, which days you're going to go there. And we know it's going to be multiple times as well. Sussex County's Got Talent, the Painted Pig Auction, Redneck Wrestling. I'm not going to tell you what that is. You're just going to have to check that out and find out what that is all about as well. And just go out there and do what the fair is designed to do. Learn more about the heritage of Sussex County and get out there, have some fun with the family and the friends. August 1st through the 10th at the Sussex Fairgrounds in Augusta. It's the 2014 New Jersey State Fair, Sussex County Farm and Horse Show. And with preview of this year's fair, I'm joined this morning by Kathy Grafasso. Kathy, best of luck this year, and thanks for being here.
Thank you. Come out and make sure you get your fill of fair food.